Hello and welcome to Thank You Life 101's podcast of the ages, all about relationships, drug addictions, and alcoholism. It's creating clear path to success, one step at a time. Be right back with the host, Stefan Neff, CEO of Thank You Life 101. See you in a minute. Hello and welcome, everyone. I'm so happy and grateful for you guys listening to my podcast today. Today's topic is, why are we afraid of the big bad wolf? And what do I mean by that? Well, the big bad wolf is what we perceive people in front of us, that we believe that they're trying to hurt us by the words they say, but they're trying to help us by giving us advice, criticism. We take it as a negative. Because criticism is not a negative. It's all about learning how to be better, how to be better human beings, taking our success principles and moving them to the next level of clear clarity. It's just like when you have a relationship and your wife says, well, is there something you can do instead of getting angry or screaming at our kids? Is there a way you can talk to them? And we go, yes, I believe so. That's criticism. That's advice. That's asking. Is there a different way of approaching? Or if you have a thought, somebody says, I think you're drinking a little bit too much because you're getting in trouble with the law. Or if you're smoking too much cigarettes, smoking too many marijuana joints because you're out of control. And when somebody gives you advice, take it. They're not trying to hurt you. They're trying to help you. And this is where oftentimes people get it all mixed up, that people are trying to hurt us when they're actually helping us. Just imagine the big bad wolf and the fairy tale and the three pigs. If the wolf didn't blow down all the houses until he got to the brick house, the pigs would never have known that that's the way to build a house, to withstand the big bad wolf's blow. This is how we grow as human beings. Yes, that's a fairy tale, but it's not much different. And we think, well, I can do this. I can do it better than anyone else. And somebody else says to you, well, you know what? I have this, somebody had taught me how to do it this way, and it's really improved and helped the way I do things. And you reject that, it means you don't want to hear it. Or you get upset with it. Don't tell me what to do. Because you don't want to hear it. Because oftentimes what people do is they take that as a negative and they reject it. It means they're rejecting themselves to being open to subject criticism, to improvement, how to do things better. And it goes the other way also, as we're afraid to tell people what we're truly feeling and thinking. If we know it's the right thought to help people to get to the next level. Because we're afraid of how we say it is going to be perceived as something harmful or hurtful. Yes, if you're saying something that's being hurtful and you're meaning it as being hurtful, then that doesn't serve. And that means you're being mean. Two different things. They're saying your truth when it's helping somebody. If you're saying the truth to be mean to that person, that's a negative. And of course, if you take it as a negative and if they're doing it as a negative, then there's a different formula. Say, thank you for sharing. You just don't want to talk to that person anymore because they're trying to hurt you. And then you ask yourself, okay, why is that person doing that? What did I create? It's a total different process. But the big bad wolf that people are stating, and when you're stating your truth, stay on your line. Don't move from your line. And if they get upset, that's their issue. It means they have pain around that to improve their life. If they think they're perfect and they get upset with that, it means they're fighting the fact, rejecting the fact. We all can grow in this world. myself included. I was writing a book, and somebody told me that there was some mistakes. And I was going, thank you for sharing. So I hired somebody to fix it. The same as when I'm doing podcasts here. If I'm doing the right thing, fantastic. If I have lots to learn, you know, I can upgrade my technical part. Or how to upload. How to do my websites. How people write. Copywriting. So many different things we can learn. We can learn from other people's words and criticism and advice. So I'll be right back, and I'm so happy and grateful everybody's listening to this podcast today because that's so exciting. I'll be right back with recap right after this. This podcast has been brought to you by Thank You Life 101, all about personal growth, how to create clear clarity within your life to skyrocket your greatness. Be right back with the host, Stefan Neff, right after this. Hello and welcome back. Now, today's topic is, why are we afraid of the big bad wolf? Step one is take the criticism, take the advice to improve your life. They're not trying to hurt you. That's step one. They're not trying to hurt you. Step two, when you're giving advice, give it with love and care and believe that you are. You're not trying to hurt them. Step three, allow what is being said to be true. Number four, if somebody's trying to hurt you with their words, say thank you for sharing. And ask yourself, why is this in front of me? Step five, why are we here? We're here to improve our lives to that next level of clear clarity. Take responsibility for every thought, action, feeling within our lives. So I'd like to thank everybody. I'm so happy and grateful for everybody that's listening to this podcast today. Remember this thought. Always live the life that you've always wanted, always desired, and always dreamed of. Everybody have a fantastic day and create that in your life. Bye-bye for now. And we're out.